Today I'm speaking with Rocky Ernst, the FFA advisor for Wiggins FFA in Colorado. Mr. Ernst, tell us how you became involved in FFA and how long you've been involved.
I guess my involvement in the FFA took place going back when I was in high school. Started out as an FFA member as an ag student when I was in high school at Rickery High School in Colorado. And I went through the ranks of the things there, and then I also served as a state FFA officer for Colorado in 82 and 83, so probably got a little bit more ingrained into me as far as wanting to be an ag instructor at that time. This is just finished up my 29th year of teaching ag, all of which have been here at Wiggins High School in Colorado.
Now share a few of your favorite memories with us from your time as an FFA advisor so far.
There's a lot of different ones that come to mind, but probably most recently, we're getting ready to celebrate our 75th anniversary in a couple of weeks. So we've been kind of going through some scrapbooks and putting together some pictures. But I think the biggest one is just the time that you spend with the members, a lot of times outside of the classroom, on camping trips, on judging activities or conventions and things like that, that you kind of get to know the students more on a one-on-one basis instead of just a student sitting in your classroom on things. But that's probably the memories that stick with you the most, I think, and knowing how you can see those students grow and develop from that. Now I've been in it long enough that I've been able to get some of the students now coming in as parents and getting some of their children back into the ag program. So it's kind of neat to work with those people on a different role besides just high school students and FFA members then.
So as an FFA advisor, how has your life changed or how has your life been impacted?
Well, I guess the change has come about just because it's not a 9-to-5 job by no means. So a lot of hours it gets put in, but I guess it also has given me a good chance to sometimes take my family with me and have them be involved in it. I've got two sons, one of which graduated last year and the other one's a sophomore this year. Probably the biggest change it made just being an ag teacher is I was selected as an outstanding young member for the NVATA for Region 2 and went back to Los Angeles, and that's where I met my wife. So I guess I could say that that had a major impact on my life. Meeting my wife through what I've been doing as an ag teacher and the opportunities that the profession gives you, just working with students and their parents too.
Well, I'm sure over your 29 years of being an FFA advisor, you've certainly had an impact on the students that you've taught. But what impact have your FFA students had on your life?
They're big supporters after they've gone through the program and they come back and help us do things in the community, which has developed big community sponsorship and support. And I just think the friendships and the ties that you make with the students and their families makes a nice working relationship, and we stay in touch with a lot of those students after they graduated and moved on.
Well, this past year you received the Honorary American Degree Teacher Award. How did it feel to receive this award?
It was a humbling experience. It's something I'd been kind of had in the back of my mind. It would be kind of neat to get, but just going through and filling out the application and then being notified, I guess, that you got to receive it, I think that it was kind of a humbling deal because you start thinking back over the years of things you've done and what it takes to achieve some of that. So just to be able to make it happen for myself as well as good opportunities, I think, for our community because it's a kind of a team effort to make a good quality ag program. So I guess I was real humbled about the fact that I was honored for the achievements and things and the hours and the dedication and things that we put into making a program work. Knowing that it is a good profession, I know a lot of time with state mandated tests and things nowadays that education isn't one of the biggest things that a lot of people want to pursue as a career, but I've enjoyed my life with it, and I think I've gained a lot of it out of it, and I hope I've made some difference in a lot of lives of kids, just giving them life skills and things that they can use when they get out of here.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Mr. Ernst. That was Rocky Ernst, the FFA advisor for the Wiggins FFA chapter in Colorado.